Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This area of low pressure continues to feed rain into North Carolina this Memorial Day. Coming up, I'll let you know when we can see a break from those showers.
We also have a live look for you out at RDU this morning. We are expecting a busy day of travel as people make their way home from the holiday weekend.
We're following breaking news. A serious crash on US 1 near Tryon Road in Cary. We'll have the latest information from the WRAL breaking news tracker.
And a live look at the US Capitol building, where lawmakers will be back this week for a crucial vote on raising the debt ceiling. Why there is still uncertainty on Capitol Hill after a tentative deal was reached over the weekend. So that was good news as we head into our Memorial Day Monday, and we're so glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Brian Schrader. It feels a little tropical out there this morning.
Steamy. Yeah. It's even crept inside the building.
A little bit, yes. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood is here with the outdoor forecast. We'll deal with the indoor stuff here.
Right. You know, outside, yes, it feels a little uncomfortable outside this morning. Some of that mist and drizzle still coming down across the triangle. We see some of that in Wilson County and Nashville, Wake Forest, Roseville, Holly Springs, Fuquay, Verena, Garner. Just towards the north, you know, we have some lighter showers moving through that is pushing out of Granville County and into Person County this morning. Let's go ahead and take a live look at Fayetteville. For the most part, Fayetteville, you guys are seeing some dry time, but from the looks of this camera, we have a lot of moisture on the camera. That's due to the rain that we saw in the overnight hours. Looking ahead with Futurecast, especially as we head into 10, 11, and 12 o'clock, I think most of us will see dry conditions. Now, once we head into 3 o'clock, some scattered showers will develop again, especially for our southern counties. And then we have a better chance of seeing showers and thunderstorms for our northern counties this evening. That is going to dive in from Virginia into North Carolina, and we're going to watch it very closely because we could potentially see some localized flooding there. Otherwise, 67 out the door, feels very sticky. Come this afternoon, we're a little bit milder. 73 will be the afternoon high. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much more rain we're expecting as we head into the next 2 days.
Thanks, Peter. At 8:02, we start with breaking news. The WRAL breaking news tracker at a crash on US 1 near Tryon Road in Cary. Eric Miller joins us now from that scene. Eric, what are you seeing now?
Well, Brian, within the last 45 minutes, that red Jeep involved in this crash was finally towed away. But you can see the evidence of just how serious an accident this was all around me. Pieces of the vehicle left behind. And look at this, the bark literally blown off of this tree here. You take a look at some of the video from the scene earlier. Cary police tell us this started just after 5 this morning. The driver of that Jeep, 27-year-old Hannah Eubanks, was speeding, going southbound on US 1. She hydroplaned, the car going sideways into the trees along the side of the road. Eubanks and a passenger were taken to the hospital with serious injuries, although they are expected to survive. Now here this morning, traffic is moving as normally once again, and we are checking in to see whether Eubanks could be facing any charges. But again, just a reminder of how slick conditions can be out here. In Cary, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
Yeah, it's a terrible reminder right there. The millions of people are headed home today after the Memorial Day weekend, and some folks will be in the air as well as you take a live look at RDU International Airport. Today will be another test for airlines ahead of what's expected to be a very busy summer travel season. WRAL's Naya Harden is live inside RDU this morning, and it seems like the extra effort from airlines and airports trying to deal with a higher level of traffic in people out there is working.
Yeah, Jeff, and a lot of people are glad to know that. They said that they had no problems getting to their destinations, and now they're heading back home. We've been seeing them come in since about 5 o'clock this morning, people coming back from all over the country. And they say that they can tell it is a difference from what they experienced last year. Well, today we are noticing things are running smoothly here at RDU. It's slowed down just a little bit, but we expect this to move in waves, as RDU is expecting more than 44,000 people to go through the airport today. Now, I did check this morning, and only 3 flights are delayed here at RDU. Last Memorial Day and summer left passengers across the country stranded. Airlines were understaffed and experienced record delays. Airlines have since hired 30,000 workers, and they're using bigger planes to reduce flights, but not the number of seats. The FAA also opened up new flight paths to reduce bottlenecks in the sky. The transportation secretary tweeted flight cancellation rates remain below 1% this weekend. That's good news for passengers traveling back home.
It has been actually a smooth going and coming. I was very surprised. Our flight actually left early and not late. So Delta has done a phenomenal job. I'm surprised, but they have.
Now, experts still suggest if you are traveling today to make sure that you get to the airport early. They say you're going to want to ensure that you get through TSA without any problems. Nia Hardin, WRAL News in Wake County.
If you are planning to drive today, get ready for heavy traffic on the roads. Although right now, as we take a live look at I-40 out at Trailwood Drive in South Rutley, things are looking pretty good. AAA is expecting a different story for people headed through New York, Boston, or Tampa, of course, where they could see their travel time double today. If you want to beat the crowd, you need to go ahead and get on the road. Leave before 10 a.m. if you can. Worst time on the roads, according to AAA, will be between noon and 3 p.m.
There's a bit of good news you will find when you get to the pump. Cheaper prices. An update from AAA after 4 a.m. shows the average cost of a gallon of regular gasoline in North Carolina, $3.29. That's the same as yesterday. It's down a penny from Saturday, but it is well below what we saw this time last year when prices were around $4.35.
We are following breaking news this morning. We now know the name of a man hit and killed by a driver in Cary. That driver now is facing charges. Cary police said that after midnight, or rather they said after midnight, 61-year-old Manasi Agenhu is the man who died in that crash. The WRL breaking news tracker was at the scene last night on Buck Jones Road at Nottingham Drive. This happened just after 9 o'clock. Police say the driver of the SUV, 35-year-old Valamitria Lassiter of Raleigh, stayed at the scene. She now is charged with misdemeanor death by motor vehicle as well as failure to reduce speed.
And more breaking news from overnight. Police say they have identified the woman who died after being shot in her apartment. Officers in Fayetteville shared this news just before midnight but didn't release the woman's name. They also didn't name the person who shot her. Investigators say the shooting happened at a complex on Westwick Lane around 5:30 yesterday evening. The woman who was shot later died at the hospital. Police did not say what led up to that shooting, and they are asking anyone with information about this incident to call them.
Raleigh police this morning working to figure out what caused two cars to catch fire overnight. Crews responded to the Point at Midtown Apartments on Navajo Drive just before 1 o'clock this morning. They found two cars badly burnt in the parking lot of that apartment complex. Police have not given any word yet as to what may have started that fire.
President Joe Biden and First Lady have a busy day ahead of them as they commemorate Memorial Day. They'll be headed to Arlington National Cemetery, where they'll take the traditional step of laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Vice President Kamala Harris and the Second Gentleman will also be there. This is video from a previous wreath laying since the president has been in office. Now, President Biden will deliver an address also around 11:15 this morning.
And Jeff, there are many events happening today in our area to honor service members who made that supreme sacrifice. Here's a look at just a few of them. Raleigh Post 1 of the American Legion will hold a service at the Raleigh National Cemetery on Rock Quarry Road at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Raleigh Concert Band will start playing 30 minutes prior to the service.
At 10 a.m., there will be a ceremony at Freedom Memorial Park in Fayetteville. There'll be bleachers and chairs set up there, and wreaths will be lining that area for the parade.
And Durham County Veterans Services also will commemorate Memorial Day. The ceremony will be at 9 o'clock on the fourth floor of the County Administration 2 building. That is on East Main Street in Durham. We'll have a look at more local ceremonies coming up in the next 10 minutes. Happening right now, a search for survivors underway after an apartment building partially collapsed in Iowa. This happened in Davenport just before 5 o'clock yesterday evening. Other parts of that building started to fall as crews worked the site overnight. Firefighters were able to rescue 7 people and help another dozen get out of that building. City's mayor says that some people still are not accounted for, but he did not say how many. The fire chief says that the stability of that building is a big concern right now.
Congress will vote this week on a tentative deal to raise the country's debt limit and avoid default. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol building right now. President Biden is urging lawmakers to pass the deal, but there is uncertainty on both sides of the aisle. According to a GOP fact sheet, the deal would increase the debt limit for 2 years, cap non-defense spending in years 2024 and 25, and protect veterans' medical care funding. It would also expand work requirements for some people who receive food stamps. Congress must address the debt ceiling by June 5th, or experts say the U.S. will not have enough money to pay its bills.
It is 8:10 right now. The search for the person responsible for a triple shooting at a casino continues this morning. What we're learning from Seattle police coming up.
And two more horses have died at Churchill Downs, bringing the total to 15. What we are learning about the investigation that's underway.
Now you're looking live at Salem Street in Apex, and you are watching WRAL News, available on Hulu and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. I tell you, it doesn't look like what you have in mind for Memorial Day weekend, doesn't feel like what you have in mind for Memorial Day weekend, and for Memorial Day itself, looks a little dreary again, PETA.
Yes, I mean, it's the unofficial start of summer as well, right? Does not feel like it at all. Our dual Doppler 5000 showing us the light rain this morning out there across the triangle and areas to the north. As we zoom in a little bit closer to some of those spots that are getting the rain this morning, you can see it out there just towards the northwest of Henderson, moving now into Roxboro. Some sprinkles out there in the triangle. Looking live at downtown Raleigh from Jimmy V here, you can see some of the raindrops on our WRAL Live Cam network here. A little soggy as you hit the door. Likely to see some wet streets out there in Lewisburg. But Lewisburg, earlier you guys were seeing some of that light rain. Looking a little bit drier right now. We are going to watch for some pockets of mist and drizzle throughout the rest of the morning. Otherwise, this afternoon, we're warming up into the 70s. So this is an improvement from the weekend. The weekend, we were stuck in the 60s for afternoon highs. Today, 73 in Raleigh, Durham 72, 76 for the high temperature in Fayetteville. This air of low pressure is still over us in North Carolina. This is why we're getting the rain. But there's some drier air to the south that continues to feed into this system. And as that drier air continues to feed in, we are going to see it weaken. So that's good. The rain is going to let up. But we'll really have to wait until the middle of the week to see completely dry conditions. So let's talk about today. Some of those scattered showers lifting towards the north and west. I think by 12 o'clock, you can find some time to get outside. We're going to see a lot of cloud cover around that hour. But once we head into 3 o'clock, spotty showers developing once again. Showers and thunderstorms likely to move out of Virginia and into North Carolina for this evening. We're going to watch that because we could potentially see some pockets of heavy rainfall that could lead to localized flooding in poor drainage areas. Rain chances will taper off as we head into tonight. By tomorrow morning, I won't be surprised if we wake up to some fog, mist, and drizzle again. By the afternoon, spotty showers will develop, and we are going to see drier conditions leading into Wednesday. Over the next 2 days, we're expecting about a quarter of an inch or less of rainfall from this system that continues to loom over us. We are going to see drier conditions on Thursday and Friday. Make some plans to get outside, especially on Thursday, because then we'll be at 82 degrees. It's going to feel like summer, and then warming up into the mid 80s by the time we head into Saturday. And notice there, we did introduce a 20% chance of rain for Saturday. We are going to continue to watch that because I know a lot of you guys are just itching to get outside on a Saturday and Sunday.
All right, PETA, thanks very much. It is 8:16 right now, and today starts the 100 deadliest days of summer. That's the time between Memorial Day and Labor Day when we see a spike in deadly crashes. NCDOT says a majority of these crashes involve teenagers. More than 13,000 crashes involved teenagers in 2021, and of those, 29 teens died and 2,600 were hurt. Over these next 100 days, local and state law enforcement agencies will crack down on dangerous driving. They'll enforce speed checks and seatbelt checks, as well as watching for distracted drivers.
Police in Washington state, meantime, are searching for the person responsible for a shooting inside a casino. This happened late Saturday night, just south of Seattle. Police say someone went into that casino and started shooting. Three people were hurt. Their conditions have not been released.
Here's a great idea from Durham. Students at Hillside High School are preparing for their financial futures with a bank inside the school. Hillside Hornet Bank is a student-run, fully operational bank that allows students to learn financial responsibilities, including hands-on banking experience. They'll also learn to create a budget, open checking and savings accounts, balance a checkbook, and more. Hillside teacher Priscilla Davis says she came up with the idea because of her students' need for financial literacy.
Two more horses were euthanized at Churchill Downs, bringing the track's total death toll to 12 horses now. The racetrack says the amount of deaths over the last 2 months is highly unusual. Christina Coleman has that story.
As for the two horses that just died, Kimberly Dream suffered a ligament rupture to her left front leg on Saturday during a race, and Lost in Limbo suffered a similar injury during Friday's seventh race. In both cases, the veterinarians who treated them determined the horses could not recover. Churchill Downs issued a statement saying the vets made the difficult but most humane decision to euthanize them. Their deaths add to the 10 other horse fatalities at Churchill Downs since March 30th. PETA is heavily criticizing the organization over the deaths.
Churchill Downs could start with shutting down the track and suspending all the races until they get to the bottom of what's causing the problem. They're in very serious trouble, and they need to take it seriously.
However, Churchill Downs says they are focused on safety. In a statement following the latest horse deaths, they said, quote, there have been 12 equine fatalities at Churchill Downs since the stable area reopened for training on March 30th. It is with absolute dismay and sorrow that we report this highly unusual statistic. Our team members mourn the loss of these animals as we continue to work together to discover cause and determine appropriate investments to minimize, to the degree possible, any avoidable risk in this sport and on our property. Churchill Downs also commissioned a race surface testing lab company to perform diagnostics on their racetracks to try and improve the racing environment.
There's been an improvement, but we've got to continue to improve. This level of catastrophic injury is unacceptable, and it's multifactorial.
That was Christina Coleman reporting. Churchill Downs also adds it is working with regulatory agencies, including the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, to try to improve safety.
The city of Sanford is getting rid of some extra cars, office equipment, and much more today. Now, if you're in the market for some of these things, you should check out the auction. The city says it has a surplus of city vehicles, desks, chairs, maybe even a backhoe. That auction started just a little while ago this morning, and it runs through June 8th. It's all happening at govdeals.com. You have to register with the site before placing any bids. And, Jeff, it's never too early to do some Christmas shopping.
Don't fight me on the tobacco. I'm going for that.
All right.
If you are in Durham today looking for a cute and fun event, you can stop by the first ever Art on the Fridge Festival. Family fun is happening at Durham Central Park. It starts at 2 p.m. and runs until 8 tonight.
Duke will play for its fourth NCAA lacrosse national championship today.
Yeah, the Blue Devils will play Notre Dame in the title game. The Duke men advanced to the final with a win over Penn State in the semifinals on Saturday. The championship game will be at Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field, and it'll get started this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Memorial Day, of course, is all about remembering and honoring those who gave their lives while serving this country.
There are several events you can take part in as well today to honor the fallen. And here's a quick look at a few more that are happening in the area. 9 a.m., Apex American Legion will host a Memorial Day ceremony at the Downtown Service Memorial. It's right at the corner of Salem and Saunders Streets.
Yeah, Cary's Memorial Day remembrance is at 2:30 this afternoon. That is at a special field of flags that's set up at Veterans Freedom Park. Parking is available at Cary Academy, and there will be a shuttle between the two locations.
You can find a full list of all Memorial Day events, ceremonies, and observances in the WREL app and online at WREL.com if you just go to our Out and About section.
Governor Roy Cooper has been hitting the road in recent weeks, traveling all across North Carolina, trying to whip up opposition to Republicans' plans at the General Assembly. It did not work with an abortion bill that recently became law. So will he have any more success with his newest target? Republicans want to transfer hundreds of millions of dollars out of public schools and into private school tuition vouchers. They say parents deserve school choice. Cooper's veto doesn't hold the same weight that it once did, so he's relying on more public rallies or trips to schools to try to get the public more involved in politics. Our NC Capitol team examined Cooper's transformation in recent weeks, and you can read that story at nccapitol.com.
The Little Mermaid is a big hit at the box office. Disney's new live-action version of the classic has already made more than $95 million in domestic ticket sales since opening on Friday. The movie stars Halle Bailey as Ariel and Melissa McCarthy as Ursula. Analysts say it could bring in as much as $120 million by the time the long holiday weekend is over. You saw it, right?
Yeah. Some friends went to see it and I tagged along, and it was fine. Yeah. But I should point out that I only saw the cartoon for the first time in my life 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
So.
All right. Back to back. You get the live action version.
That's right.
Back to back right there.
Back to back.
All right, maybe a cruise is next for you. The cruise industry was hit hard during the pandemic. It is making a major comeback, though. Now, what you need to know before booking your trip, as issues with overbooking are becoming more and more common.
And search and rescue efforts are underway right now in Iowa after an apartment building partially collapsed. The concerns from emergency crews on the scene as they continue the search for missing people in that rubble.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And good morning, I'm Brian Schrader here at 826 with a look at some of your top local stories. And of course, this is Memorial Day, and there are a lot of remembrance services scheduled later today. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood, keeping an eye on the radar.
And the radar showing us wet conditions right now, especially in the Triangle and areas to the north. I want to show you here very closely some of those showers coming down in Henderson along I-85. We see that going on in Roxboro. Another look outside at RDU, and we are seeing some of the clouds out there, some pockets of mist and drizzle going on across the Triangle. Our rain chances are going to come down as we head throughout the morning, and I think around 11 and 12 o'clock, you can find some time to get outside briefly before scattered showers move back in for this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms possible for this evening, especially in our northern counties. Today will top at 73 degrees.
All right, Peter, it's going to be the second busiest travel day of the Memorial Day weekend as you look live at RDU. More than 44,000 passengers are expected to pass through here today. And so far, there are just a handful of delays, no cancellations. It is a smooth start that follows a bumpy summer travel season last year. Since then, airlines have made several major changes. Now, if you're hitting the roads today, you want to be prepared for heavier than usual traffic, of course. Today, AAA says the best time for you to start your road trip will be before 10 a.m. The worst time to hit the road is going to be between noon and 3 p.m. later today. Sunday was the lightest day of travel over the holiday weekend. You're looking at video right now of a crash that we're following in Cary on US 1 right around Tryon Road. Have more details on that coming up on Fox 50, and also two cars that caught fire overnight in Raleigh. The latest on that investigation.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This area of low pressure continues to feed rain into our region this Memorial Day. Coming up, I'll let you know when you can perhaps head outside.
It is going to be another busy day here at RDU as people are heading home after a busy weekend. Coming up, we're going to tell you what the airports have been doing. Keep things running smoothly.
We're learning more this morning about a man hit and killed by a driver in Cary. Police are releasing new information about the crash and the charges the driver is facing.
And a live look at the U.S. Capitol building, where lawmakers will be back this week for a crucial vote on raising the debt ceiling. Why there is still some uncertainty on Capitol Hill after a tentative deal was reached over the weekend. Thanks for making us part of your Memorial Day. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Brian Schrader. And of course, after this wet Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people have remembrance services planned later today for the holiday itself. And meteorologist Peter Shearwood's keeping an eye on our rain chances through the rest of the morning.
And I know those event planners are just wondering if they can squeeze out some time to get outside. Listen, if you do have that event going on outside today, you can. I want to show you here our dual Doppler 5000 showing us the mist and drizzle going on across Wake County, Johnson County, Harnett County. We see some very light showers in Apex, Holly Springs, Raleigh, Roseville, Wake Forest, Zebulon. And we have some rain moving through Henderson and Roxboro this morning. That is going to continue to lift to the north and west. Looking live at Apex, and you can see the mist and drizzle that is going on, soggy as we get our Monday morning started. But as we head into the late morning and early afternoon, we will see a couple of breaks from the rain, likely to keep a lot of cloud cover around for 12 o'clock. And then once we head into 3 o'clock, spotty showers will develop once again. That is going to give way to a chance of showers and thunderstorms in our northern counties as we head into this evening. Watch those storms move out of Virginia and into North Carolina around 6 and 7 o'clock. It's 67 degrees right now, very mild out the door, a little muggy as well. Today we're heading to 73 degrees. It's going to be a little bit milder compared to what we dealt with this weekend, but these temperatures are still below normal for this time of the year. Coming up, I'm going to show you when we can expect highs to jump into the 80s, back to where we should be.
All right, thank you, Peter. 8:32 right now. We are following breaking news this morning. A serious crash on US 1 near Tryon Road in Cary cleared just about an hour ago. We know that two people now are in the hospital with serious injuries. WRL breaking news tracker was at the scene this morning.
I'm Eric Miller in the WRL breaking news tracker. We're continuing to follow slick and dangerous conditions here on this busy travel day, including a serious crash here in Cary that, look at this, blew the bark off of this pine tree here. You take a look at this video, you can see here just how severe the damage was. Cary police say the driver, 23-year-old Hannah Eubanks, was speeding when she hydroplaned off US 1 near Tryon Road and slammed into the trees. This happened just after 5 a.m. Eubanks and a passenger were rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. No word on whether Eubanks could be facing any charges. Now, after 2 hours of on and off closures here on US 1, all lanes are now back reopened and traffic is moving as normal. In Cary, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
It's going to be another stress test for airlines today as millions of people begin their journey home from Memorial Day vacations. We're tracking what you can expect if you are headed home by plane. There's a live look at RDU. WRL's Naya Harden explains that it seems to have been a mostly smooth weekend for travelers.
Yeah, passengers are glad that they have not experienced what they experienced last year, which was a lot of chaos. Right now, we're taking a look at RDU Airport, and you can see things are running smoothly. They've been seeing this crowd in waves, so it's been a little bit busy, and then it'll slow down, then it'll pick back up again. I guarantee you, likely throughout the rest of the day, it's going to look way busier, and that is because RDU says more than 44,000 people are going to be going through this airport today alone. I checked this morning, and only three flights are delayed at RDU. Last Memorial Day in summer left passengers across the country stranded. Airlines were understaffed and experienced record delays. Well, airlines have now hired about 30,000 workers since then, and they're using bigger planes to reduce flights, but not the number of seats. The FAA also opened up a new flight paths to reduce bottlenecks in the sky. The transportation secretary tweeted, flight cancellation rates remain below 1% this weekend. Good news for passengers traveling back home.
It has been actually a smooth going and coming. I was very surprised. Our flight actually left early and not late. So Delta has done a phenomenal job. I'm surprised, but they have.
And if you are planning to travel this holiday weekend today, make sure that you get to the airport early. Experts say you still want to make sure you have enough time to get through TSA. Naya Harden, WRAL News. In Wake County.
If you are planning to be out on the roads driving today, be prepared for some traffic out there with you. This is a live look right now. I-40 Trailwood Drive in South Raleigh and AAA expecting any drivers headed through areas like New York, Boston, or Tampa could see their travel times doubled. Experts suggest leaving before 10 a.m. if you can. The worst time to be out on the roads congestion-wise will be between noon and 3 p.m.
Well, Jeff, here's some good news for drivers. You will see some cheaper prices at the gas pump. An update from AAA after 4 o'clock this morning shows the average cost of a gallon in North Carolina is now $3.29. That's the same as yesterday and down 1 cent from Saturday and way below what we saw this time last year when prices were around $4.35 a gallon.
We have breaking news for you. We now know the name of a man who was hit and killed by an SUV in Cary. The driver who hit him is now facing charges. Cary police announced after midnight, 61-year-old Manas Agagenyu is the man who died in that crash. The WRL breaking news tracker was at the scene last night on Buck Jones Road at Nottingham Drive. This happened just after 9 p.m. And police say the driver of the SUV is 35-year-old Valimitria Lassiter of Raleigh. She stayed at that scene and is now charged with misdemeanor death by motor vehicle, as well as failure to reduce speed.
Breaking overnight, police say they have identified the woman who died after being shot in her apartment. Officers in Fayetteville shared the news just before midnight, but did not release the woman's name. They also did not name a suspect. Investigators say the shooting happened at a complex on Westwick Lane around 5:30 yesterday. The woman who was shot later died at the hospital. Police did not say what led to that shooting, and they're asking anyone with information to give them a call.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, I want to give you a live look at Arlington National Cemetery, where every day is Memorial Day there. There are more than 270,000 headstones, and you can see a flag has been placed in front of each one of those headstones. The Memorial Day observance there will start at 11 a.m. President Biden will take part in the traditional wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, where you're looking live right now. Then there will be an observance program at the Memorial Amphitheater. About 5,000 people are expected to attend.
And Renee, of course, there are many events happening in our area to honor service members who made that supreme sacrifice. Here's a look at just a few of them. Raleigh Post 1 of the American Legion will hold a service at the Raleigh National Cemetery on Rock Quarry Road at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Raleigh Concert Band will start playing 30 minutes prior to that service.
Also, Brian, Durham County Veteran Services will commemorate the National Day of Mourning. The ceremony will be at 9 a.m. on the fourth floor of the County Administration 2 building. That's on East Main Street in Durham. And at 10 a.m., there'll be a ceremony at Freedom Memorial Park in Fayetteville. There'll be bleachers and chairs set up, and wreaths will line that entire procession.
Big news out of Washington over the weekend. Congress will vote this week on a tentative deal to raise the country's debt limit and avoid default. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol building in D.C. President Joe Biden is urging lawmakers to pass that deal, but there is still uncertainty on both sides of the aisle. Now, according to a GOP fact sheet, the deal would increase the debt limit for 2 years, cap non-defense spending in 2024 and 25, and protect veterans' medical care funding. It would also expand work requirements for some people who receive food stamps. Biden praised the negotiations with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
He negotiated with me in good faith. He kept his word. He said what he would do. He did what he said he'd do. And I have no idea what that votes. I expect he does.
I think people will look back and say, oh, I didn't get exactly what I wanted, but there's something in here that it shouldn't be about you.
Now, some conservative and progressive lawmakers are voicing their opposition to the deal. Congress must address the debt ceiling by June 5th, or experts say the U.S. won't have enough money to pay its bills.
20 minutes before 9 right now, and this morning we are seeing the moment a bus driver and a passenger got into a shootout. What this newly released video shows about the incident that happened in North Carolina.
Plus, reports of killer whales attacking boats and sometimes sinking them are on the rise. We'll hear from a marine biologist on why activity like this appears to be ramping up.
Also, take a live look outside. This is Clinton. Good morning to you. It's going to be cloudy and gloomy pretty much wherever you go. And meteorologist Peter Sherwood is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking that Memorial Day forecast and when we might get a break in the rain. .43 is the time right now. We take you all the way down to Sanford. Good morning to you. Still clouds. Boy, they are abundant all over our area here on this Memorial Day Monday. Peter Sherwood is in the WRL Severe Weather Center in for Elizabeth Gardner today with another look at that radar when we get a break here.
I think we could get a little break around the lunch hour. That's when you guys can head out to a Memorial Day service without having to worry about the rain. And perhaps you want to put some things on the grill. I think that time will be good as well. We are looking live at our dual Doppler 5000, still getting some pockets of mist and drizzle in Harnett County, Wake County, Johnston County. We see some of that just towards the west of Rocky Mount. There's a lot of cloud cover out there and the streets are still damp. We have some of that mist and drizzle going on in the Triangle and some light showers moving out of Henderson right now. We see that rain extending into Roxboro. So it is still soggy as you head out the door. We do expect clouds to overtake the entire viewing area as we head into 12 o'clock, but we cannot rule out additional rounds of scattered showers to develop as we head into the 3 o'clock hour. by this evening. We're going to watch for some showers and thunderstorms to move out of Virginia and into North Carolina around 6 and 7 o'clock. And some of those storms could bring some pockets of heavy rainfall that could impact poor drainage areas. We are going to see mostly dry conditions early in the morning on Tuesday, but don't be surprised if you wake up to some fog, mist, and drizzle. Once again, scattered showers will get going in the afternoon. For the evening commute, it will likely be another wet one. We have this area of low pressure that is moving across our region. This is looking at the mid to upper levels of the atmosphere, and we expect that to move towards the north and east. And as it does so, a ridge will build in for us as we head into the middle of the week. That ridge will help a nice warm up. So 73 for the high temperature in Raleigh today, Fayetteville at 76, traveling across the state, 71 for Charlotte, 76 in Rocky Mount, 75 at Moorhead. We are going to get those temperatures locally to warm into the upper 70s Tuesday and Wednesday, 82 by Thursday. That's back to near normal for this time of the year. Looking ahead into June, temperatures are trending below normal for this time of the year. So don't expect any big heat waves as we get our June started. We are going to see those temperatures in the 70s for the beginning of the week, climb into the 80s as we head into the end of this week, and likely stay in the 80s as we head into next week.
Happening in the WRL Live Center, within the last 20 minutes, NBC News is reporting that North Korea has put out a warning to its neighbor Japan that it plans to launch a satellite in the coming days. The window we're talking about from May 31st to June 11th. Japan's defense minister has put out the order to the military to shoot down the satellite or debris if any of it enters Japan's territory. The launch will likely go over the Yellow Sea and East China Sea. This would be North Korea's attempt at putting out a military reconnaissance satellite into orbit.
All right, thanks, Renee. We're getting a closer look at the shootout between a passenger and the driver on a Charlotte City bus. Charlotte Area Transit System released the surveillance video from the May 18th shootout. Investigators say that a 22-year-old man tried to get on the bus without paying and then started arguing with the bus driver. The man then pulled a gun on the driver, who then pulled his own gun and shot several times. The driver was shot in the arm and is now recovering at home. The passenger was shot in the abdomen. He is out of the hospital and now in jail. Seven children are in protective custody after authorities in Pennsylvania found them living in deplorable conditions. Police say they found the children malnourished and living in filth in a home about 40 miles north of Philadelphia. The children are between the ages of 4 and 16. None of them have any formal education. Some didn't even know their own birthdays. Their 47-year-old father and 37-year-old mother are facing charges of endangering the welfare of the children.
We're working to get more information this morning about a fire that heavily damaged a home near Fuquay Marina. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene of a house fire Sunday morning in Wake County. It happened on Edenfield Drive shortly before 11 a.m. You see in this video, the garage was heavily damaged by that fire, and firefighters quickly got the flames under control. There are no reports of injuries. There's no word yet on what caused that fire. This summer travel season could be one for the record books. After COVID left cruise ships all but empty, more and more people are turning back to cruises for their vacations. It's leaving some other travelers dealing with overbooking. Cruise ships typically book between 103 to 107% capacity regularly. Some passengers say they are getting emails saying they've been bumped and can either cancel or rebook for next year. Travel agents say you should plan as far ahead as possible to avoid those complications.
It is a historic week as Fort Bragg officially transitions to being called Fort Liberty. The redesignation ceremony gets underway Friday morning. Bragg Boulevard also will get a new name on Friday, becoming Liberty Boulevard on Post. City leaders in Fayetteville will decide if that change will extend off Post, as Bragg Boulevard extends right into the heart of Fayetteville.
This morning, we have dramatic video of killer whale attacks from across the Atlantic, where it seems like they're happening more often. Josh Lederman is looking into why these attacks are becoming more common.
A sunset sail off the coast of Spain, disrupted by killer whales, also known as orcas, slamming themselves into this 66-foot sailboat.
Hold on.
The pod of orcas destroying the rudder, piercing the hull, water rushing on board. One sailor calling it quite terrifying. The crew doing their best to scare the orcas away and to pump water off the boat. It's part of a wave of orca attacks, at least three boats sinking in recent weeks. Researchers saying orca encounters in the area have been increasing since 2020. More than 20 interactions recorded just this month. Last year, 207. Including this one in the Strait of Gibraltar, an orca seen chewing on a piece of the boat. Now, marine researchers are asking why. There's no clear answer, but many believe the behavior is learned, orcas mimicking each other's behavior.
I'm not really seeing them necessarily as like aggressive attacks.
Is it possible this is just the killer whales playing?
Absolutely.
But another theory recalls the plot of the 1977 cult classic film Orca. A killer whale seeking revenge after a boat kills one of its friends. Luckily, no deaths have been reported, but a growing number of sailors have been left with a whale of a story.
Well, that's some pretty incredible stuff. That was Josh Lederman reporting.
That is incredible. Check out this mysterious green liquid that showed up in Italy's Grand Canal in Venice over the weekend. Authorities say that the patch of phosphorescent green water appeared Sunday morning, and now the police are trying to figure out how it got there. Comes a week after environmental activists poured charcoal in Rome's Trevi Fountain.
After actor Edward James Olmos is now talking about his battle with throat cancer. Olmos made the announcement on his podcast Friday. He says it is the first time he has talked about his condition publicly. Olmos says he was on chemotherapy for months, but finally had his last treatment in December. He said the experience took a lot out of him. He lost 55 pounds, including all of his muscle tone. Olmos also said the experience changed him and his understanding of how wonderful this life is. Memorial Day is about remembering and honoring those who lost their lives while serving our country.
And there are several events you can take part in today to honor the fallen. Here's a quick look at a few more happening in our area. In Knightdale, their Memorial Day ceremony begins at 11 o'clock this morning. It's happening at Knightdale Station Park on North 1st Avenue. Retired Air Force General Jack Shanahan is the keynote speaker.
We've learned in the last 30 minutes, Garner's Memorial Day remembrance will be moved to Shelter 1 at Lake Benson Park. It was scheduled to be out there at Lake Benson Park, but because of the weather, they're going to put it in a shelter. This is happening at 9:30 a.m.
And in Person County, the city of Roxborough plans to hold a ceremony at 11 o'clock this morning. That's at the Person County Veterans Park on South Morgan Street.
You can get a full list of all the Memorial Day ceremonies, events, and observances in the WRL app and online at WRL.com. Just go to our Out and About section.
The post office in Lillington is hoping to hire some new carriers. It's hosting a job fair Wednesday from 10 to noon and 2 to 4. That's happening at the NC Works Career Center on South 9th Street in Lillington. You will need to pre-register at ncworks.gov.
French Open Tennis Tournament is getting started at Roland Garros Stadium. You can watch first round action today on WRAL. It starts at 11 a.m., goes till 3 p.m. WRAL News at noon will air on Fox 50.
And NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600 is going to run this afternoon. The race at Charlotte Motor Speedway was postponed yesterday because of rain, and you can watch it today starting at 3 here on Fox 50.
It is safe to say Aaron Rodgers is living his best life in New York. If you just look at this video, the quarterback was spotted singing and dancing at Taylor Swift's concert at MetLife Stadium on Saturday night. Last night, he posted that he was back for night two of her show. Couldn't practice when he got there, and MetLife Stadium folks are going to want to know what's up with that bad ankle, but hey.